I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, we meet Jack Taylor. He's the former college basketball player who scored 138 points in a single game. But now I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
It appears that the NBA and the Players Union have struck a deal for a new collective bargaining agreement, so peace will prevail. What are the key items in the new deal?
Well, first of all, the salaries are going to jump. The average salary is going to jump up to about $9 million a year, and there'll be some significant raises in things like rookie scale deals and minimum salary contracts. Basically, what this deal does is ensure labor peace, which is basically what CBAs are supposed to do.
Charlie, we had some sad news this week. Longtime NBA broadcaster Craig Sager passed away on Thursday after a two-year battle with leukemia. A lot of people going to remember him for his incredibly colorful sports coats and other attire. What do you remember him for?
Just for being one of the most decent human beings I've ever met, plus somebody who was absolutely whatever the opposite of full of yourself is, he was it. And he was almost universally beloved around the league.
NBA players change teams all the time. Coaches change teams as well. For example, Darren Erman, now an assistant with the New Orleans Pelicans, used to be employed by the Golden State Warriors, so it was okay for Erman to high-five Steph Curry after Curry dropped a three-pointer on Erman's current employer, or not?
No, fans are upset, and they probably have a minor right to be, although this kind of thing has gone on in the NBA for as long as I can remember. There's a very, very famous video of the game in which Larry Bird scored 60 points against the Atlanta Hawks, and his points 58, 59, and 60 came on a ludicrous three-point shot from right in front of the Atlanta bench. And after it goes in, you can see four guys on the end of the Atlanta bench get so taken with hilarity, they fall off the bench. This is neither unprecedented nor something to get very upset about.
Baylor is the number three women's college basketball team this season. On Thursday night, Baylor coach Kim Mulkey was intentionally trying to make her team a little less great. Why was that?
Because they were winning the game by 108 points, Bill.
She kept trying to take people out, screw up the rhythm of her
own
team.
She did everything but take volunteers from the stands. Hey, yo, fat guy, you want to come out here and play point guard? And you know the amazing thing about women's basketball? Baylor will still lose to Connecticut by 15.
We have talked occasionally about ways in which football coaches have motivated their players. Are you okay with the tactic head coach Ben McAdoo used to fire up the New York Giants before last Sunday's game?
I don't know how fired up they were, but it was a great piece of video. There's now a viral video of a man in Australia rescuing his dog from a headlock being applied by a kangaroo by squaring off against the kangaroo, hitting the kangaroo squarely in the chops. Hmm. The guy throws a hell of a punch, I have to admit. And the great thing about the video is that the kangaroo never moves.
Yeah.
It just kind of stands there and looks at him funny.
Speaking of the Giants, they played Pittsburgh on December the 4th and afterward complained that the Steelers were using, wait for it, underinflated football. So I am assuming that Roger Goodell's Intrepid Deflation Investigation Squad was sent in right away. Sanctions were levied. The commissioner evilly cackling in his office. Business as usual, right?
He talked about it on The View. No, absolutely not. He says the officials followed the protocol, so nothing to see here. Let's move on.
Hmm.
Roger Goodell continues to be a fool.
Richard Sherman of the Seattle Seahawks does not like to play football on Thursday night, and he said so this week. He says that by Thursday night, he'd be only about 50 to 60% recovered from Sunday's football game. This is a health issue first, but it's also a quality of entertainment issue, at least as he's presenting it. What do you think about Thursday night games?
I could not agree with him more. The Thursday night games are always lemons. They are dangerous to the players. The quality of play is awful. Richard Sherman is a smart guy. Richard Sherman should be the commissioner of the NFL one day, because very often he's the only person in the league who makes sense.
One of Arnold Palmer's Masters trophies went at auction this week for a cool $444,000. This wouldn't be that big a deal as auction items go, but I understand Arnie had to pay for the trophy in the first place.
The Augusta National Country Club will not change its rules for anybody. Yeah, he had to buy his own trophy. He won the thing four times, so that's a lot of money and hardware. I have to say the trophy is darling, though. It has a replica of the Augusta Clubhouse with verandas and everything on there. I think almost 450 grand is probably the price for it.
The fashion world heaved a great sigh of relief this week upon learning that Major League Baseball players will no longer be wearing dresses under duress. That's a sentence I never anticipated writing, but anyway.
They're banning the hazing of rookies, which is a good thing. And they're banning the hazing, specifically the requirement that rookies wear women's clothing, because it's insulting to women, insulting to Couturier and basically insulting to human beings. So I'm glad this is happening.
And finally, Charlie, there's a theme park in Japan called Space World, and it has to do with space, and they have a skating rink, and it's not in space. But anyway, they came under fire a couple of weeks ago after it was learned that something about their rink was a little fishy. What was that?
They froze 5,000 various kinds of sea creatures to the floor of the ice rink, and the public found this grotesque and embarrassing, and if you saw the photos, you'll understand why. I'll tell you, I think that the only person you can get on here to truly discuss this would be Mrs. Paul.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.